In the U.S., paid maternity or paternity leave is something most parents cobble together from vacation and sick days. In Germany, the government pays two-thirds of a parent's salary until the baby turns one, and it's spending billions on child care. The goal is to reverse the lowest birth rate in Europe. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's about 8:20 one Thursday morning in Cologne, Germany. Claudia Janssen slurps a last cup of coffee while her husband Christoph changes their five-month-old son's diaper.
Ja, Jungs. Ja, Jungs.
A few minutes later, Claudia nuzzles her baby goodbye and is off to her job running a member of parliament's local office. Claudia stayed home with their son the first 2 months after birth. Christoph now is taking time off his teaching job for the rest of the baby's first year. Then Claudia will take another 2 months off. That whole time, thanks to a program that started this year, the government will pay two-thirds of the previous salary of whichever parent stays with the child. Claudia's gone back to work full-time, partly because she likes her job, partly because her husband, they both say, is more patient and better with household tasks, and partly because of those government payments.
Of course, it wasn't the only factor, but it played a role to the extent it made financial autonomy possible, even having a kid.
But her husband says the biggest challenge is ahead, finding child care.
But it will be probably harder when both of us want to continue work after this 1 year. I am going to go back to work. We are going to need a space in daycare. It is not easy to find in Cologne.
In Germany, children over 3 years old have the legal right to childcare. That policy reflects the traditional belief, in the former West Germany at least, which includes Cologne, that kids are best off with their moms until three. And it means there are hardly any daycare spaces for younger children. Now the German government is pouring billions of dollars into an initiative to triple, by 2013, the number of childcare spaces available for children under 3 years old. Officials hope that will encourage women who want a career to believe they can also have children.
Hello. Ich brauche Äpfelbirnen.
But if Nastasia Dehne could afford it, she'd stay home with her son until he turns three. He's just 8 months old now, sleeping in a front carrier as she shops. Since the mid-1980s, German parents, moms and dads, have had the legal right to take 3 years off work and still return to their previous jobs. Dehne, a hairdresser, says that sounds better than it really works out.
This means if I worked until 7 every night before, then my boss could tell me that I have to work until 7 every night again. And I can't do that because no daycare is open that late.
Her partner, the baby's father, works long days as a carpenter. Dehne has already started looking for a daycare spot for their son to start next summer. Her neighborhood center has told her they're full, and anyway, working single parents have priority. There is more childcare in Berlin and the former eastern parts of Germany, where the norm during communism was cheap daycare and mothers who work.
Fleece normally is out of polyester, but this is a cotton polyester mixture.
And Lena Kunick always knew she'd have both kids and a job, but she says despite all the government help to do both, what Germany really needs is a change of people's attitudes. Kunick quit her job as an online news producer shortly before her first child was born and started her own business designing children's clothing. She works at her retail shop and studio in central Berlin from about 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. She sketches new designs at night.
It's actually easier to have your own business, even though you actually work as hard as you're in a normal job. But you can decide when you work. So I really can take my time and have breakfast with them. And then when I want to go to the doctor with my kids, I just do it. When I want to go to a birthday party because they want to have me there, I just leave at 2 and go to a birthday party at 3 with them. So, and I don't need to ask anybody about that.
That freedom is a particular pleasure for Kunick, since her manager's reaction to her first pregnancy 6 years ago still irritates her.
There were comments like, women should only be secretaries. So, but I really got scared of that these were men in my generation.
All this attention to the needs of mothers who work has spawned a bit of a backlash among stay-at-home moms. One German state now gives families who keep their toddlers at home the cash the government would have otherwise spent subsidizing a daycare space. Doing that nationally is under discussion. Emily Harris, NPR News.